Okay.
Bluetooth mode.
Okay. You can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. So it's already about 5:20. Another 9 minutes, we may have to leave this place. At this place, the energy is very good. And according to the monk, he said, the place where we were at the relic there is better. So he had suggested we meditate there. But I told him, never mind, I want to see this place first. Then we have a session here to explain things. Then if you have time, we will try to stop early. We still got 1 hour after this, so that we can still move around. He suggested that we look around. There is a relic stupa, or I forgot what really, near the place where we rotate and turn the thing, Pao En Tha. There's a stupa, Pao En Tha, where we can also go and chant our Vandami, Chetia Sabha. Just now I want to do it at the stupa, but I think the condition was different. So Supu, he suggested that we did it otherwise. Then we follow his Mahayana tradition. We are at their way place. So we should learn from what they do. Then we will have better understanding. Just the way of practice is different that I explained before. Pro and con of Theravada tradition and Mahayana tradition is just like Deng Xiaoping said, whether it's a black cat or a white cat, not important. The cat they can bring about understanding, progress, achievement, use it. So don't go and take side, argue and say, no, Theravada don't teach this, don't believe in this system. Why you want to create all this thing? Then Mahayana say, no, Theravada is a smaller vehicle. A lot of things they didn't study, they didn't understand. Why you want to create all this? Then sometimes people don't understand, they go and take it in such a way that antagonize people. They say, your Theravada Nibbana is not the real one. That one got outflow, got rescued. People become very confused. Then the Theravada will start to go. The Buddha also Arahant. That's why he said, the nine great virtue, iti peso bhagava Arahant. He is also the Arahant. So all the argument will not lead you anywhere. It brings about more division. That is a relative truth created by thought. The Dhamma is just the truth, one essence. And all the teaching come from the same essence. Here this is the realization that the Buddha realized. He said this truth was already there before him. And he got no name for it. It's just the truth. But he got to use word to teach the Dhamma. That's why the Dhamma points towards the truth. The Dhamma is not the truth. The truth is completely different. So the realization of truth is the nature that awakened understanding. It's a wisdom. It got nothing inside that. But it has the understanding. And this understanding has to be connected to a form of mind for it to be useful. Otherwise, there is no channel for it to come out. No vehicle, no tool for it. Even just now, Sufu mentioned, Hui Ming is very compassionate. You remember? He has a lot of wisdom. He will fulfill your wish, your vow. He said, make whatever aspiration, talk to him inwardly from your mind, be sincere. Then your prayer or your whatever question or aspiration can be answered. Yeah, he's very compassionate. He's a great bodhisattva. So those who cultivate, they know, they have this understanding. That's the reason why I say wherever there is condition, you have to make full use of it to cultivate not only wholesomeness but affinity. And then when you cultivate affinity, you may not understand what it means, even like taking refuge is to develop affinity, triple gen. But if you understand and know how to make the request, their vows, their nature will take you along. Technically, you only have to have the faith, the sincerity, and just persevere, cultivate, to develop the condition for you to connect. And the affinity will bring for all these causes and conditions. And you will know how to move whenever you arise as a former monk. So these are essentially the important teaching that you need to bear in mind. And as you progress along the path of Dhamma, you will learn more, you will understand more, and you can later on, as you become different, you also become one of these great beings who already have the understanding. You will devise your own very innovative way to speed up the cultivation. Just like what I have shared with some of these people, it's like technology. When you are open to technology, then when you have people who have the understanding of how technology can be developed for the benefits of many, then through all this you learn from what these people have done. Then you can improve on it, modify it, and transform it further. That's how science and technology evolved so fast over the last 30-40 years. So Dhamma is the same. When you learn from people, you understand how the various skillful means and various beautiful teaching will evolve. Then you evolve your own. That's why for Hui Ling, he realized this special teaching pointing direct to the true mind, true nature, is very difficult for living being to understand, very profound. That's the reason why that life he came, he has the condition and he has the vow and he wants to share that. That's how Mahayana tradition flourished, become what it is today. So like our Sukhu explained at one of the visits just now, he said Hui Ling is like one of the modern Buddha or China of the East. Because of him, the understanding of the teaching become very different. And China now is different. They start to value this type of people, the spiritual people. Then in the past, I think you also heard our guide over told us. He said, Xi Jinping? He only honored 2 persons. Confucian and 6 patriarchs. Was it Xi Jinping or who? I forgot already.
Mao Zedong.
Mao Zedong. Oh, Mao Zedong. He only trusts this Confucius and 6 patriarchs. So people who have the understanding, they will know. Then when you have the Dhamma, your life becomes beautiful, different. Okay, you have any question? We have almost time.
Should we share merits?
We should share merits. Oh, yeah, good. We got 1 minute to share merits. Then you can walk around, take your photo if you want to, develop your fish. Then we try to look for that place, the relic place. If it's still open, we meditate for 10 minutes inside that. Okay. Let us now recall to mind all of the wholesomeness that we have developed for the whole of this spiritual trip, and may we rejoice in this wholesomeness. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. For the information of all those who were not able to hear us at the back when we make the offering, this temple we offer 5,000 renminbi. It's from our common pool. You can rejoice one more time.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
then we will share all these merits with all beings, starting with the Devas, Dharma protectors, and all those great beings. Apra Satta Chiyo Bhumata Devanaga Mahindrika Punyakam Anumodito Chiram Rakkantu Loka Sasana Itta Vata Chamehi Sampadam Punya Sampadam Sate Dewa Anumodato Sapa Sampati Siddhya Idam Meya Dina Hotu Sukita Hotu Nyatayo Idam Meya Dina Hotu Sukita Hotu Nyatayo Idam Meya Dina Hotu Sukita Hotu Nyatayo Idmina Punya Kamena Mame Bala Samagamo Sakam samakamo hotu Yawani vanatatiya Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu.
Okay, let us pay respect, mindfulness to Buddha and all the worthy ones. We had a small Bodhisattva at the back, Kuan Yin Rupang at the back too, then the Sifang Sansa in front. So we will do it together.
Compose your mind. Give me your last mind.
Devil of faith, Sada Vira, the monthly, we shall pay our respect. Badam, Pachayam. Damam, Pachayam. Sangham, Pachayam.
Okay, put the cushion back to all the proper place. Yeah. Yes. Rearrange that, then we shall leave this place, and then we go around the temple. Thank you so much.
Bluetooth mode.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.